tomorrow is the day when the work stoppage, or the slowdown, shall we call it that, in the Aer Lingus strike really starts to bite, although hundreds of flights have already been cancelled when it comes to the situation with regards to IALPA and Aer Lingus and the impact it's having on the tourism industry here. For an insight into that, I've got the chair of the Kerry branch of the Irish Hotels Federation, Brian Lawler, with me on the line. Brian, good morning to you and thanks for talking to us in the programme.
Good morning, Jerry. Not at all. How are you?
Good. What's the overall concern from your point of view about what we're seeing here in relation to the shape this is taking now? There's going to be an overall stoppage on Saturday. These things work several days in advance, or maybe even weeks in advance, because of the uncertainty. So lots of flights already cancelled.
There is. I suppose, really, Jerry, look, to be honest with you, there is huge concern around the moment throughout the industry. I suppose, look, say we as an industry are very reliant on airlines to bring people into the country. I suppose when it comes to Aer Lingus in particular, to transatlantic and long haul flights, we are seeing cancellations, unfortunately, at the moment. The general consensus is, at the moment on the ground, the cancellations are still at a low level, which is the general feel in around the region at the moment. But I suppose the longer that it goes on, there is a risk of more cancellations. We very much welcome the fact that they are sitting around the table and to discuss the dispute. That is the first step. But I suppose the longer that the dispute continues, it does shorten the window. It has an impact on the immediate, on the short term, obviously, with cancellations. But I suppose the bigger fear is really that it shortens the window for those who haven't yet booked holidays, who have planned on holidays to Ireland, and it shortens that window for those to come in, you know.
Yeah, and Brian, is that the scenario whereby, like, do you still have capacity for the summer months that you might be looking to get people who would be, I won't say last minute, but would be making their consideration as to whether they'll fly into a country and come to Killarney or come to Kerry?
Sure. It certainly is. I suppose, throughout the region, by no means is capacity at 100% yet. You know, there is always an element of people who leave it till the last minute and do come in, and look. Kerry has a fantastic reputation, not only in Ireland but throughout the world. You know, as a holidays destination, and it's paramount that we maintain that reputation. And look, it's not only unfair on the hospitality industry, on the hotels, on guest houses, on bars, restaurants. It's also unfair on the customers and tourists who quite often, you know, they would plan in advance a trip to Ireland, you know, and especially the US customers. And I suppose one element which is a concern, I do know some golf tour operators who have already redirected some upcoming business for the summer months. They've actually redirected some of that to Scotland, and I suppose that's just out of the fear of what may happen or how long the dispute may go on.
Yeah, because they, Brian, it's this thing. They need certainty. And they're saying, look, we can't guarantee that there'll be a flight there when you need it for your trip, so we're going to make sure you get good quality golf similar to what you get in Ireland, and you go to the links courses in Scotland. And that's the end of it.
It is, and I suppose the unfortunate thing about that, Jerry, is it's not only that to me, that's not only business lost for this summer. You know, I suppose as you touched on there, some of the golf courses in Scotland are equally as good as some of those in Ireland.
Yeah.
You know, so once some of these people go across, and the golfers go across, and they play the courses in Scotland, who's to say that they will return to Ireland next year or the year after, that all of a sudden Scotland might be their annual trip or their biannual trip, you know? So it's not only business that's potentially lost for this year, it's also a potential loss of business for the coming years.
Yeah. The Taoiseach was speaking this morning, Brian, about this. He said, look, he's trying to get, he wants the parties to bring engagement forward rather than putting people through a prolonged period of agony and chaos and then get engaged in the end anyway. Now, that was following the announcement last night when things were looking really bad yesterday. There was a war of words over the weekend. The sides were looking further apart than ever. At least we've some progress today, where Aer Lingus and IALPA are attending separate meetings at the Labour Court to discuss the pay dispute. So, tentative signs of hope that we may get a resolution?
Hopefully so, and look, as we all know, lots of these talks they go on behind closed doors. We're not privy to the information that's discussed or anything like that, you know. But as I said, from our side, and I suppose from the region side, we very much welcome the fact that they are talking, and as you said, the shorter the better for everybody concerned.
Yeah, and maybe if they could agree to talk and suspend the action while they talk, it would happen. Because as things stand, 220 flights from tomorrow to Sunday as a result of the action. There's an 8-hour strike planned for Saturday. And I suppose you're saying, and thankfully at the moment, the cancellations are at a low level. But if it goes into next week and beyond, you're talking bigger numbers, I'd imagine.
I would imagine so, you know, and I suppose it's not so much, I suppose it's actually the uncertainty of, you know, it might be one thing, even if they can get over this week or next week, but until we have some idea of an outcome or a resolution, I suppose one eye is always going to be on the return flight coming home. So I think from a lot of the long haul customers and the tourists, that's an underlying factor there as well, you know. Maybe they can get over with them when they go to fly home, they might not get a flight home.
That's again back to your uncertainty situation as things stand. Brian, look, how is the season going other than the issue of this for your members?
Oh, look, absolutely. I'd say again, throughout the region, absolutely fantastic. You know, the season is good. There's lots of people around. Kerry as a region, as I said, the reputation of Kerry precedes itself, which is fantastic. But I suppose, like any industry at the moment, there's pressures of doing business. You know,
increased costs for one of them
and things like that, and you know, expenses, wages, rates, everything day to day business related. But then I suppose the big thing for the hospitality industry and for businesses large and small, all within the industry, is the VAT rate, you know, and it's the reduction of the VAT rate down to 9%, which is not a small factor. It's actually paramount to the survival of some of the smaller businesses in the industry at the moment.
Are you happy then with the news at the weekend, the Minister for Enterprise coming out, Peter Burke, the new Minister for Enterprise, saying, you know, it's a priority for him to cut it at 9%, that might happen in the budget to come?
Absolutely, you know, and I suppose the fact that it's been listened to and everybody involved feels heard, you know. But I suppose on Jerry, to be honest with you, until it happens, it can be looked at, it can be talked about. But until it happens, we're not going to hold our breath. But it is something that, as I said, for all businesses, it's a huge factor. But unfortunately, as we see in the newspapers daily, there's businesses closing and lots of them are citing the fact that it is expenses and the VAT rate is a huge expense and it is a controllable one which can be looked at it really is a support that needs to be put in there from the government.
Okay, Brian, listen, we're going to leave it there. Thanks a million for talking to us about that on the programme this morning. That's Brian Lawler there with us on the line, who's chair of the Kerry branch of the Irish Hotels Federation, the general manager of the O'Donoghue Ring Hotels Collection, which includes the Killarney Plaza, the Avenue, Killarney Avenue, the Towers Hotel in Killarney and the River Island Hotel in Castle Island. If you have a view on what he had to say, we want to hear from you on the programme.